I'm writing this after a party for what Persians call Yolda, the winter solstice. There is a significant Persian community in this area, refugees, immigrants, and students. This group was put together by the Alai brothers. They're the doctors who were imprisoned in Iran for the temerity of trying to treat people with AIDS and discussing the best techniques for doing it with other doctors around the globe. When he was released, Kemiar came here to Albany to finish his doctorate at the School of Public Health. We spent the better part of a year praying for the release of his brother, Arash, and as soon as he was released, he joined Kemiar here in Albany. They've now been joined by their sister and Kemiar by his bride. As soon as they landed, they started to work to set up an international program in health and human rights. Both brothers became globetrotters, working to set up allied programs all over the world. Many institutions here in Albany, including Albany Law, where I teach, have joined the effort. Kemiar and Arash worked with governments, UN agencies, large foundations, and universities wherever they could. I can't begin to say how much respect I have for their effort. And I'm certainly not alone, as international medical organizations and others have honored them for their work. Most of us have dreams. They're making theirs become reality. But I told Kemiar there'd be a but. The biggest health problems around this world are not medical, but political. Africa is suffering from the lack of government, good government, that could stop the wars that have killed millions there and are still killing, pillaging, and selling girls into slavery. Good government that could provide sanitary services and vaccinations. Governments around the globe are allowing industry to poison their workers with toxic gases and chemicals in the plants, and poison the people outside by dumping toxic chemicals into the air and water, or by destroying the land and forests that keep the waters clean. We're relatively healthy in the U.S. because of government, because government did supply the clean water and sanitation and the public health and disease control systems and the medical research to make that possible. Don't be fooled by labels. A very large share of the research dollars have come from the government. A very large share of the medical systems, until very recently, were public. Without government, few of us would have had decent medical care. We need to upgrade the water supplies. We need to maintain and upgrade sewage disposal and landfills. We need to fund basic medical research, research that is fundamental to the health of all of us. It's increasingly clear that we need government to continue adequate vaccination programs, and we need government to deal with the spiraling problems of global climate change that will sicken all of us if government doesn't get out ahead of them. So what I wish people here and abroad for the new year is good, responsible government that keeps the peace and protects the health of their peoples. That's a real holiday gift and a happy, healthy New Year.